Anyway, ever since Prince Charles's infamous grey goo speech about nanotechnology, there's been lots of worries about the safety of nanoparticles in the environment. And adding fuel to this fire, last week researchers in Edinburgh published results in the journal Nature Nanotechnology, showing that carbon nanotubes of a certain length could actually cause damage to the lungs, similar to the effects of asbestos. So this is all very worrying, lots of stories about it. Are we all going to die? But not all nanoparticles are the same. And writing in the same journal in Nature Nanotechnology, some scientists from the US National Institute of Standards and Technology have been studying whether fluorescent particles called quantum dots can actually build up in the food chain. Now, we use quantum dots for applications such as medical diagnostics and potentially treatments.
You take a quantum dot, you go on a quantum trip.
Quite possibly. But we really need to know if these things can build up in the food chain, because obviously pollutants do tend to build up in predators the higher up you go up the food chain and can be quite poisonous. So that's bad. Anyway, the scientists have used quite a simple food chain to start with. They've just used two little aquatic organisms, a predator species and its little single-celled prey. And they found that the prey could take up the quantum dots, and they were passed on to the predators when they ate them. But the amount transferred was really quite low, and the dots didn't really appear to build up that much. So these are still very early results. You know, it's only a couple of things in the lab. But it is a promising sign that at least some types of nanoparticles might not be quite as bad as Prince Charles would have us believe.
Let's hope not, because, of course, there is obviously a lot that we can get from nanotechnology, but we may also have a lot to lose if it goes wrong. Thank you, Kat. This is The Naked Scientist with Chris, Dave and Kat Arney. And if you'd like to ask us any questions, it's our science Q&A, our science phone-in extravaganza. Email chris@thenakedscientist.com. Coming up, Penny wants to know about bees.
The Naked Scientist podcast, brought to you by thenakedscientist.com.